We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
No CDOT today, Jay Binkley with Rob Brinton. What's going on, Rob? I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm sure the beer community will chime in on this. You know the Oktoberfest has already hit the shelves, right? So not only do you have this going on, but now everybody in the world's buying Netflix that can watch Happy Gilmore 2 with Travis Kelce in it. Even got a phone call from my mom earlier, a text earlier actually, said, how do I get Netflix? Do I just call? Who do I need to call? I said, just wait on it. Let's get there. I'll set up your password. I'll get you all set up on it. So even she wants to get Netflix because of Happy Gilmore 2. But anyway, that beer stuff, Rob, I know you're a fan of beer. And I know you enjoy drinking beer and watching English Premier League, usually on the weekends. Are you a fan of Oktoberfest? Because every time I brought one in here, you seem to have liked it.
I like a nice Oktoberfest. I don't know I like it in July. I think when it's 100 degrees out with a humidity of 92%, it doesn't feel like Oktoberfest weather to me, but I do like Oktoberfest beer.
Well, you're being a little picky, Rob. And you know what? It's got to be drank at some time. You know, they finished producing it at the end of May, 1st of June, and it just sits there, man. And it used to sit there till September, mid-September, but it was just sitting there. Then all of a sudden, I started putting it out the last week of July. Well, first of all, it came out in August, and then they started moving to July. It's already hitting the shelves, man. I heard from Boulevard the other night, and they're like, hey, we're putting Bob's 47 on the shelves now. So I called a couple liquor stores, and boom, they have it. The text line was full on this, man. Shocker. Beer and football goes together. Like, sports fans like beer. I mean, I know there's surveys that tell us this, Rob, but the sports fans do like beer. But the Happy Gilmore and Travis Kelce in earnest today. What do you think the Netflix subscriptions from Kansas City will be? You think people just stay with it?
I don't know if you're going to see a spike locally, because I imagine Netflix is already one of the more popular ones people have, right?
Oh, it is. It is.
So, I mean, I don't know you'll see a bump just because already such a thing that exists already in the zeitgeist.
I think a lot of people might have gone away from it, though, after the Chiefs and Christmas Day, even though they don't need it. If you're a Chiefs fan, you don't need it because the local stations will pick up the game.
I think the NFL going to Netflix has people on Netflix all the time.
Okay. I think hardcore sports fans would be, if they want to watch the quarterback series and everything else, would be there. But I think the, just your, average fan that likes the Kansas City Chiefs will be buying it today. Or at least borrowing it or going to someone's house that has Happy Gilmore. But I wanted to talk about what kind of is the biggest surprise. Well, it's not a surprise. The training camp, the wide receivers. Were you enamored with the wide receivers last year? Because, all right, it was a good room. I'll acknowledge it was a good room until the injuries happened, right? And then all of a sudden, Mahomes is 15 in points per game in the NFL. And all of a sudden, his over-under on touchdowns set at 27.5. it was all down last year because everybody was hurt. And then Xavier Worthy, being a first-round pick, had to step up and be the dude. And he even said, you know, acknowledged it took a while to get acclimated to the system, time and space on the sideline, whatever, catching the football. But he got better and better. But that wasn't the plan initially. The plan initially was for Hollywood Brown, who was a veteran in the National Football League, a very fast receiver at 4.28, was going to be that guy. And to be honest with you, it's a lot of the same skill set as Xavier Worthy. It's probably why Hollywood was only going to be here for 1 year. Then the injury happens. He ends up back with the Kansas City Chiefs. Funny how that happens, but it did. It's actually advantageous for the Chiefs to have Hollywood back. Well, you have Rashee Rice. Then you had that injury against the Chargers in game 4. And things quickly changed, and all of a sudden, Mahomes doesn't have his go-to guys. Matter of fact, the Kansas City Chiefs were second to last year in air yards 25 yards or more. 6 times they went 25 yards or more through the air. So things had to change for the Chiefs in the wide receiver room, and Xavier Worthy did step up. Led this team in yards and receptions throughout the postseason. You know, he got over 150 yards in a Super Bowl. I get it, a lot of garbage time, but still he did it. And Xavier Worthy kept getting better and better, kind of disproving the theories that he was too small to play in the National Football League. The Chiefs just liked his 4.21 speed that he had at the combine, the all-time record. They were enamored by that. But they've gradually kind of acclimated this wide receiver room, sprinkled in talent like Jalen Royals that Andy Reid likes at this point. Smart dude. He's been, you know, throwing in the installs for the different packages on offense. But the wide receiver room, I think, is going to be interesting because, you know, looking at some of these camp guys and what they're saying from, you know, around the NFL. And by the way, NFL Network this weekend has its, they're at every camp. And they've got specials on Saturday and Sunday. And I get it, the Chiefs don't practice on Saturday, but Sunday, NFL Network will be out there spotlighting the Chiefs, kind of doing live reports. But CBS, they said, hey, the biggest camp takeaway from the Chiefs is throwing the ball downfield. And it's like, well, it's not, shouldn't be a shock when you have a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes and 4.21 receiver and Xavier Worthy, 4.28 receiver in Hollywood Brown. By the way, Tyquan Thornton, it's getting a lot of run right now, 4.28 guy as well. We actually ran a 4.21 at the combine until they readjusted it back to a 4.28. But for a while, he thought he beat John Ross's record. But they're a speed team, and they've been throwing it down. But that's the St. Joe Chiefs. Last year, training camp was the St. Joe Chiefs. Everything on X that you saw, every video that was put out for the Chiefs, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, was about the Chiefs, you know, spreading it out. And you see it now. Xavier Worthy gets an 80-yard touchdown. Chiefs put it out on social media. Everybody does. And everybody talks about, wow. Which, again, costing yourself because guys are wearing shorts this time of year. But speed does translate, even the pads. So they are fast. And throwing the ball downfield is a great thing. Of course, it's going to take timing as well. It's going to take the offensive line to give Mahomes time to throw the football down the field as well. But this is all they've been talking about. It's all they've been talking about is throwing the football down the field. Matter of fact, the other day, Patrick Mahomes at training camp had this to say about kind of the way this offense is going to go.
Yeah, I think that for me, I got to be better at throwing the ball down the field. I mean, obviously, that we weren't good enough there. We've had success in prior years, but these last few years, we haven't done that. And in order for our offense to be great, you have to be able to complete those passes. It opens up everything else. And so if teams are going to challenge us at the line of scrimmage, if teams are going to challenge us, throw the ball deep, we have to show that we can do that. And if we can do that, it first starts with me and giving guys chances. But if we can do that, I think it's going to really open up the offense and make us a better team in general.
Well, it will. It'll change things around. Safety, you know, can't creep up to the line of scrimmage like they did a lot last year. Even at going too high safety across the middle, you know, the damage that Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce can do in the middle of the field, much different. But it changes the whole complexion of the offense if you're able to throw the ball downfield. Again, that safety doesn't creep up. Your running game gets better, and it's just all better for the offense. Good in theory, but Patrick's right. They were 31st in the NFL in air yards thrown down the field. They just didn't do it. They were, to borrow a Hank Stram phrase, matriculating the ball down the field. You know, second three, third and four, whatever it was. I mean, they were just finding a way to move the football without those explosive plays. And really, that's how they're built. They're built with speed at wide receivers. You've got an offensive coordinator and, it's offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, but we all know Andy Reid calls the plays. But this is what they do. Even Xavier Worthy, when he was on with Cody and Gold yesterday at camp, had this to say.
Right, a lot of them just are really smart and really into that. But all of us are showing good effort. All of us are really are really a team, and we're really bonded in a room. We're having celebrations, creating celebrations as a unit, just having fun out there.
And that's with this group of receivers. And you got this quarterback like Mahomes. Again, you only have this guy one time. I mean, you might have another quarterback. I doubt you're going to have a guy like Patrick Mahomes. I doubt you're going to have a guy that goes to 7 straight AFC title games as a starter. It just doesn't happen. It hadn't happened in the NFL. So it is a rare type of thing. And I go back even to Andy Reid at the mandatory minicamp, which I think is probably the biggest endorsement of the Chiefs wide receivers this year, was what he had to say at minicamp before training camp even started.
Yeah, you're not going, we're teaching everything, getting out of the huddle, the snap count. That's where we started with some of these guys last year. So, yeah, no, it allows you to jump start, line up in all these crazy formations. So you had to kind of back up on some of that stuff. And it's things that you, as the season went on, we were able to expand a little bit and then hit it running here.
So translation, he can hit it now. He can put his foot on the gas now. He didn't have to wait until everybody kind of knows what they're doing. He's got a complex offense. He can hit it now. Now, the only new guy to the group, so to speak, that they count on, I get it, Tyquan Thornton, but he was here last year, the last 2 months of the season on the practice squad anyway, so we got acclimated to what they do in practice, was Jalen Royals, their wide receiver pickup this year in the NFL draft, and this is what Andy Reid thought about Jalen Royals.
He looks like he's very smart because we're in our third install here today, and we load him up with plays early, and he's been able to retain a lot of the things the newer stuff that we introduced to him before and the new stuff we've introduced now. So that's a good sign. And then he's made some catches. You've seen it out here. He's made some catches. And does he have a long way to go? Yeah, well, he's got to keep working, work through all of this. And we'll see how it goes when everything's flying.
But again, you know, smart guy with Jalen Royals. You've heard this around a lot. And, you know, to be honest with you, Brett Veach with his draft, I mean, there is a reason why they drafted the players they did. Jalen Royals, extremely cerebral. Xavier Worthy, the year before, you're talking about a former academic All-Big 12, a guy that blew Andy Reid away with what he was doing with not only what receivers were doing in formations, but what everybody else was doing as well. Omar Norman Lott was number one in win rate getting to the quarterback on defense, even though he's in rotation in Tennessee. You see why they got him. Ashton Gelati led college football as far as pressures. He led the ACC in sacks 2 years ago. There's a rhyme or reason. Noah Williams, that got some run with the ones today at corner, led the nation in interceptions. Not only that, he picked off Cam Ward when Miami played Cal this year. So, translation, there's a rhyme and reason why they grab the players they do. You got to be smart. You got to think on your feet. And not only that, you got to be mature. You got to be able to handle it because you're going to be thrown into a locker room with a bunch of dudes that have played more football than anybody else in the National Football League. That's what happens. You go to the AFC title game and or the Super Bowl every single damn year. The Chiefs core has played more football. They've played a full season longer than anybody else in the NFL because of all the postseason games. Patrick Mahomes has racked up 17 postseason wins now. You don't do that by not getting to the playoffs. That's number two all time. 21-year stretch. Remember that? Babies are born, sitting in a bar, being able to drink beer legally in the span of 21 years when the Chiefs didn't win a playoff game. Things are different now. The expectations are different now. The training wheels are off. You get thrown into this team, you're expected to go. It's expected to be go time. They remember training camp this year, which started this day four? They didn't even have rookies and quarterbacks show up a couple days early. That's been the standard for every Andy Reid training camp, and honestly, it's been that way for most camps in the NFL where rookies and quarterbacks show up early. They didn't do that this year. They went straight full team as soon as it started on the first day of practice on Tuesday. Just boom, the whole team showed up there. But these wide receivers and throwing ball downfield, that's the key to bringing the Chiefs offense back to the Chiefs offense. I mean, for years, you know, you saw that great offense, and you saw in 2018 where Mahomes threw for 5,000 yards and over 50 touchdowns. I mean, they lost the game when they scored 50 points. They lost the game when they scored 40 points. And then we saw the rise of the defense. Now, can you imagine both being in sync at the same time? Can you imagine the defense being good with the offense at the same time? Because the offense was middle of the road. They're middle of the pack the last 2 years in the National Football League. They won a bunch of one-score games. But a lot of that was due to injuries they had and basically revolving door at left tackle. Hence, the Chiefs offense couldn't exactly be what the Chiefs offense is supposed to be. It's kind of like watching the Royals, right? They're number two in Major League Baseball in ERA, team ERA. Well, they can't hit. Well, they have been since the All-Star break. That's a different story, but that's been the story of the Royals so far. They have an elite pitching staff, but no hitting to go with it. It's like football. You need that good offense, explosive offense with that defense to go along with it. But I'll be honest with you, Rob. It's not like they don't have like a Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase in this receiving room, but this receiving room is damn good if they can stay healthy.
I mean, that's the million-dollar question. And we also know, but on top of the health, we know Rasheed Rice is going to get suspended at some point.
At that's the right. Of the season.
Let's just say 2-6. Let's create a nice wide window. So it's not an injury, but at some point this season, this wide receiver room is going to go through not having their number one guy because the anticipation is, while not via injury, Rasheed Rice is going to miss time. I also think at some point Hollywood Brown's going to miss time because Hollywood Brown seems to always miss time. That's what happens.
He does.
So there is a larger depth of talent in this room this year, but I feel like if we rewound the clocks 365 days ago, I'm betting on July 25th, 2024, we were talking about the depth of talent in the room, and then by the end of camp, it was, the room looks a little dicey because of injury and all the things that transpired.
I mean, that's the key, too, because when Rice is out, because you're right, he's going to get suspended, don't have injuries during that time. Because all of a sudden, if Rice is out and you have an injury to one of your top receivers, things change, man. Things change real quickly. You're on thin ice as far as dealing through the suspension. And then you got the camp battles at the bottom end, the receivers like Nico Remigio that the coaching staff absolutely loves. You got Tyquan Thornton trying to be on this roster. I think the Chiefs ended up keeping seven wide receivers like they have the last 2 years. They only kept five 3 years ago, seven the last 2 years. We'll see what happens. But again, when you're dealing with the suspension, you got to have health. Guys have to be healthy to withstand what they're going to go through with Rasheed Rice. But that's not the only storyline. It's one of the interesting storylines and something fun to watch in St. Joe. But the offensive line and Josh Simmons and Jalen Moore, Juwan Taylor, Kingsley Suamatia at guard. Yeah, there's some storylines with the Chiefs offensive line. To be honest with you, I think it's number one and two for what to watch in St. Joe.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive, brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, Jay Bentley, Rob Britton. Guess what, Rob? We actually have training camp news again, right? And this is just different than players walking in with oscillating fans. Like the other day, we saw TJ Watt walking into the dorms with a fan, which is really interesting because that was just groundbreaking. Well, the Vikings tweeted out that head coach Kevin O'Connell has announced that Justin Jefferson has a mild hamstring strain and he will be held out of practice. Jefferson will be reevaluated next week. See, Rob, it's that crap right there. Like, it shows you what can happen to fast wide receivers, right? You just never know. You know what I'm saying? You just never know what can freaking happen. And granted, he may not miss any time. He might may not miss a game, so it didn't really matter what happens with Justin Jefferson. But, again, the Chiefs don't have that Justin Jefferson type, but they're looking for that type. And I'll tell you this much, Rashee Rice is well on his way to having one of the better seasons in the NFL until he was hurt last year. But the main thing now that has everybody buzzing is Josh Simmons, the first-round pick of the Chiefs, who is an interesting story, to be honest with you. The other night, I was sitting here thinking, all right, what are the Brett Veach's top three moves as a GM? And you know, I whittled it down to a few. I think that Parker were anger for Charvarius Ward, the trade with the Cowboys, was one of his best moves. The Orlando Brown deal that came over with Nick Bolton as well because he got picked 58 in the draft. So he essentially got a left tackle and Nick Bolton for a situation, whether you like Orlando Brown or not, it doesn't really matter. They had to have a left tackle because Trent Williams didn't want to come to Kansas City, and they tried. And that didn't work, but they had to have a left tackle, so they get one from their rivals. And they get pick 58, turning Nick Bolton. End of story. Gets contract extension this year. You know how good he's been with this team. But the number one, I said, was Harrison Butker. Because in 2017, when Cairo Santos got hurt, they had to get a kicker. And so they go to the Panthers. They had Graham Gano, and then Harrison Butker was drafted by him in the seventh round, was put on the practice squad. And, of course, you know the way the rules work. If you're on the practice squad, you get poached. You got to be put on a 53-man roster. That's what the Chiefs did with Harrison Butker because Tobe and Veach liked him through the combine and the draft process. So Harrison Butker ends up a Chief in 2017. The rest is history. He's made clutch catch, done everything. I don't think they have some of the rings they do without some of his kicks. So that was number one. But number one that could be is if Simmons works out at left tackle and he's a stud. Because that is schooling the rest of the National Football League that is starving for left tackles. That is a premium in the NFL draft. And to have a left tackle that could be a dude on your team for a couple of contracts, that's the ultimate. That's what everybody wants, is that stalwart left tackle. I think it's one of the four most important positions in football. But Josh Simmons probably would have been left tackle one. Now, he hasn't seen live action. That's where you got to kind of caution yourself. You got to caution yourself. He's in shorts now. And again, I thought no rush on it because you got him for 4 years and fifth-year extension, so 5 years for Josh Simmons. He hasn't seen live action since that Oregon game last year with Ohio State back in October where he hurt the patellar tendon. He never faced really elite pass rushers except for Mike Green. Only two snaps in last season he faced him. I hadn't seen a lot of live action. So, yes, he's been at left tackle. To start off with, they moved Jalen Moore over to right tackle because Juwan Taylor is on the PUP list, and he's probably quick to come back from that. Now, again, minicamp is in shorts. OTAs were in shorts. So far, training camp has been in shorts, and you don't play football in shorts. Matter of fact, it's much different. It's much different when live action, bullets start flying, live action. It's just much different with the physicality when you can start hitting people and knocking them to the ground. And guys trying to earn a roster spot, trying to beat you. So things happen. We'll see that Sunday. Sunday is pad day. Chiefs will put on the pad Sunday. They're off tomorrow. Rest up for the Chiefs. Actually, it's going to be a great day. I know somebody said they're going to go to training camp Sunday. I was like, man, go. It's going to be perfect. You know, they've been in nothing but shorts. They get the day off Saturday. They put those pads on. That always brings some more energy and juice to a team. Doing that Sunday, coming in after a day off, man, it's going to be awesome. That is the day to go. And not only that, but they were asking me about the autographs because if you go to the Chiefs, they have different groups sign autographs each day, like defensive linemen, offensive linemen, running back groups, whatever, quarterbacks or the receivers, whatever. But it's full team. It is full team autograph session on Sunday, which is unusual and doesn't happen that often. So there's a lot of reasons to get yourself up to St. Joe, up I-29 on Sunday to watch Chiefs camp that day. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch Josh Simmons with pads on. You know, is Jalen Moore make his way back? It'll take a little bit longer. or not Jalen Moore, but Juwan Taylor. Jalen Moore, who they brought in from San Francisco to be the left tackle, kind of battling out with Josh Simmons. He's been at right tackle because Juwan's been out, which that's kind of who and what he is. He's a versatile dude. He went to Western Michigan. Sky Moore's teammate there was at Western Michigan. He was recruited in high school as a tight end. So that kind of shows you his athletic ability and ability to move outside the pocket because he is a converted tight end. So that bodes well, but he's a left tackle by trade. So we'll see what happens there. So I'm looking forward to that. But the Josh Simmons things, I get it, man. You know, people are excited. You know, I guess get excited because a lot of times Andy Reid's not that wishy-washy. Now, a little bit at left tackle last year because it was Wanye Morris, then boom, it was Kingsley. So there is some interpretation at left tackle. The guard situation, center, man, once he makes that decision, that's fine. I remember Trey Smith. People were wondering, is he going to be a starter or not? Day one of training camp at St. Joe, the sixth-round pick, Trey Smith, installed as a starter. Never forget, Mitch Holtus was on with us that weekend. He goes, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Trey Smith at guard. Then, boom, as soon as they started practice, he was. But that is definitely good news that Josh Simmons is there at left tackle. See, he would have been left tackle one. Let's face it, he would have been. But if he ends up panning out and it works out, Rob, and this guy gets to Pro Bowl, and we'll forget about Pro Bowl, All-Pro level, that will go down as Brett Veach's best move. I mean, I like Butker, I like Orlando Brown, these other moves that they made. That would be number one.
Well, yeah, I mean, positional value is the key there. I mean,
100%. It's more than a kicker.
Kicker's probably on the lowest on the positional value chart. But
someone that's made a difference.
He's made a difference. But, like, yeah, obviously, Simmons, I think Trent McDuffie is failing to be on your list because Trent McDuffie is the best corner on this team and is going to be very well paid, and they found him late in the first round.
And they jumped Buffalo. And they jumped Buffalo to get him.
The reason they got him was the Tyreek Hill trade. Like, you could argue that the Tyreek Hill trade was the best moves they ever made because it opened up the window to create a move to go get Trent McDuffie. So I would have McDuffie at one and potentially Simmons in that conversation, but that's largely due to positional value. I wouldn't have Bolton out in this conversation yet. I don't think Bolton's in this sphere yet. I think it's Humphrey and possibly Simmons and McDuffie. I think those are the top moves.
And see, part of the reason too, because Tyrann Mathieu just retired, so he's kind of in the news. Andy Reid was asked about him and stuff like that, because that did make a difference with the defense. I could give him all the credit because it was Mahomes that won the Super Bowl. But he did kind of help change around the attitude and culture of the defense. Not only that, I looked at Tyrann Mathieu as kind of a trendsetter. He was kind of a before his time because now everything changed. Because nowadays, when you go to combine, can you play inside? Can you play outside? Basically, can you be Shamari Connor? It's a safety by trade, but he's been playing nickelback with the Chiefs. He can do both. So that's kind of been the Honey Badger role. Like, Honey Badger really brought that to life in the NFL. So I give him credit for kind of being a trendsetter, what teams look for at the combine and the way they go ahead and draft players. But yeah, that's going to work. But the other one too, to me, and a big one, is left guard, Kingsley Suamataia. Like, I really want to see Kingsley with the pads in live action. Yeah, you get to see it there the last week of the season against the Denver Broncos. But Kingsley's a big dude. Kingsley also can move for that size. There's a reason why Kingsley, a lot of people thought, could have maybe even been a first-round pick last year. Ends up going a second, looked like a home run for the Chiefs. He was going to be the Chiefs' left tackle until he wasn't. Because, again, things look fine when you're in shorts, and then all of a sudden you get in there with live action. Guess what? Things do change. Kingsley proved that last year, how quickly things can change with prospects in the National Football League getting a nod at what left tackle. Things change quickly. But that set the Chiefs back, too. I mean, make no mistake about it. Kingsley not working out at left tackle, it set the Chiefs back. No other way to look at it. He's been moved to guard. If he works out, that's great. But remember, he's replacing a first-team All-Pro in Joe Tooney. Yeah, I get that Joe Tooney didn't exactly look great in the Super Bowl at left tackle, but he's not a tackle. And he kind of carried that throughout the postseason for the Chiefs at tackle, but he's not. He's a shorter arm guy. He's a guard by trade, and that's where his best position is, but he's one of the best. He's one of the best league's seen. He's that good. So Kingsley's stepping into big shoes trying to fill the role of Joe Tooney. So that's very important because we all know this right side of the line probably going to look the same. Juwan Taylor, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey. It's going to look the same. A lot the same. The only difference is that left side. The left side makes all the difference between the Chiefs because the Chiefs, you know, they've got three All-Pros or no, three Pro Bowlers, excuse me, because Trey Smith's not an All-Pro yet. He will be, but he's the highest-paid guard in the National Football League, but Creed Humphrey's first-team All-Pro. And we'll see what Kingsley can do, because that's the important thing. They did set him back because they thought they had their tackle in the second round last year. Didn't work out, so guess what they had to do? Go first round again with the tackle because Kingsley didn't exactly work out. So that cost them because that could have been a first-round pick on another position that could have maybe helped the Chiefs in the future going forward. So they spent two very high picks on left tackle the last 2 years, plus spent some good free agency money on Jalen Moore, which it didn't kill the Chiefs that much because they were expecting the salary cap to be about $270 million, actually $279.2 million. But yeah, there's no other way to look at it than Kingsley did set them back because of how they had to spin the pick at left tackle. But with Kingsley out there, and though it's going to be Jalen Moore or Josh Simmons at left tackle again, I really want to see what happens when the pads are on because I think that makes all the difference in the world for the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. And Andy Reid, you know, back at mandatory minicamp, he kind of, you know, talked about that. You know, he kind of talked about the fact, you know, let's wait and see. You know, let's caution what we're doing with things. Let's wait and see what happens when the pads go on because things get different when you put the pads on. And the expectations. What are you expecting, Rob? Because I know we probably differ on this a little bit. Do you think Andy Reid is set in his ways right now and it's going to be Simmons? Moore's your swing tackle. Left tackle Simmons, right tackle Juwan Taylor. Jalen Moore just kind of fits in for injury or whatever.
I think they are going to give Josh Simmons, and now that we know he's healthy, this is the big story. Like, his health is the big story. That was a conversation around the draft. It was a conversation, you know, after he was picked, there's a conversation at OTA, it's a conversation everywhere. What was his health? We now know his health's good. Creed Humphrey says his health looks good. He's been practicing in full. His health is good. Now that we know his health is good, I think the Chiefs are going to give him every opportunity to fail. I think he is going to be your starting left tackle until they think, uh-oh, we can't do it. And I don't think that uh-oh moment is coming for Joshua Simmons. I think he's shown when healthy, he was a good left tackle. So I think it's going to be Simmons, Suamataia, Humphrey, Smith, and I think it's going to be Juwan Taylor in week one. I think Jalen Moore is a two-year, $20 million insurance policy. I think what they realized last year when Kingsley didn't work out and then subsequently Wanye didn't work out is we need to have a better backup plan than let's hope against hope and scheme it up so we can survive in advance. And Jalen Moore is that guy. You've seen that was what he was last year. He was Trent Williams' backup. He was not the starter in San Francisco. He was Trent Williams' backup. You give him a bunch of money. You make him your swing guard. Maybe if Juwan Taylor, you know, struggles or something, you can make him your right tackle. Like, you have some flexibility there. But I think when the Chiefs head to Sao Paulo, it is Simmons at left tackle unless things in camp go really, really wrong because they want him to be the left tackle.
How much faith do you have in that left side? Because clearly, I mean, you look at the Chiefs, yes, up front, they have some studs, man. Again, Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith are the two highest paid players at their position. Creed's the highest paid center in the National Football League. Trey Smith's the highest paid guard. They couldn't get a third and one or fourth and one. And a lot of that does hinge upon your left side. Patrick Mahomes needs more time to throw. Again, second to last in air yards down the field. So do you have faith in that? I guess you have to put blind faith, right? It's blind faith at this point because you don't 100% know if Kingsley's going to work out. And you don't know if Josh Simmons is going to work out either. It's just blind faith.
I have a lot more faith in Josh Simmons than Kingsley Suamataia. And I think everything I just said about left tackle is a fear the Chiefs should have at left guard. Maybe Kingsley's good. I don't think I need him to be a star. I don't think I need him to be an all-pro. I just need him to be good. But I think there's fear there. Now, Mike Caliendo was league average, suitable, whatever you want to say.
He's like an Allegretti type.
He was whatever last year, so they have a little bit of an insurance policy, but I think the Chiefs in the offseason upgraded at left tackle and may have downgraded severely at left guard. I have way more concerns about guard on the left side than I do at tackle on the left side.
I do too. I'm concerned about that too. I mean, that's a huge part. And again, you don't want to be predictable on what you're doing on third and one and fourth and one. You don't automatically all the time want to run behind Trey Smith. I get it. You want to do it. You saw what happened to the Buffalo Bills when they decided to do quarterback sneaks on the same side every time they did it. You saw what happened. The Chiefs stopped it, and it cost the Bills a chance to move on because they were predictable in what they did. You don't want that to happen. You want Kingsley Suamataia to be a road grader. You want the ability to run on third and one or fourth and one on the left side or the right side. It's pick your poison. You don't want the defense gearing up to they're going behind Trey Smith. Like, that is not what you want to see. But yeah, it's incredibly important. And right now it's blind faith. But remember back in minicamp the last day when Andy Reid spoke, he talked about this with Simmons, and this was the headline. This is what went national. This is what Chief Simmons ready to go. But he does kind of put a caveat on it if you listen to the entire quote when he said, we'll see what happens when the pads come on, the bullets fly. We'll see what happens. Big difference. Remember, got to listen to the whole thing. Unfortunately, they didn't print the whole thing.
Listen, you can see his athletic ability. You can see his want to. He's got a great attitude. He's approached everything the right way, plus a little bit extra. You could tell if you just want to look at his rehab, you can see that he had a mindset that I'm going to get in there. It's not going to be training camp. So it's going to be like now. And he worked his tail off to get there. So you respect that part of it. He's done a nice job in there. He's worked well, and we'll just see. We'll see, you know, what training camp does to him. It's different when when things are flying fast up there, and you've got full contact and pads on, and see how he does.
I mean, at least 8 seconds, he says everything. We'll see what happens when you put the pads on. You got full contact, and the bullets start flying. We'll see what happens then. And again, the Chiefs, have really kind of upgraded their pass rush, to be honest with you. And let me tell you, Gelati, wants to make a difference with his team. Omar Namorlot's extremely good at rushing the passer from the interior. That's going to put pressure on Kingsley Suamatia, how good he is. You look at just the pressure rate for those guys. Felix trying to, hang on to that spot in Kansas City, put it forward a good season. Got O'Minihue. You got this team, man, they want to get back to the quarterback because they were 18th in sacks last year. And they were second sacks the previous 2 years before that in back-to-back seasons. So we'll see what happens. But again, things do change when you put the pads on. But it looks good. And, you saw the progress. He wasn't lifting all the weight. He was kind of going 225 a lot with what he did. But moving around now and in those one-on-one drills against defensive linemen, even though they're not wearing pads, he looks good. I'll be honest with you, he does. And I'll tell you this much. If it works out, Brett Veach got over on the National Football League. If it works out. If it does, then Brett Veach clearly deserves his spot in Canton. The guy's got an eye for talent. But if Josh Simmons works out, tip your cap to him. He did it again because the rest of the National Football League doesn't pass on starting left tackles, especially at the end of the first round. They don't. They go out and sign him right away. Chiefs didn't. They waited. Still got their guy at the end. If it works out, hey. And they broke trends, man. They got Ohio State. They haven't drafted Ohio State, at least with Brett Veach. But they did. Because that's how much they believed in Josh Simmons. And they did their homework. They brought him in for a top 30 visit. They had the trainers look at him. They did the same thing with Trey Smith as far as doing medicals and evaluations and thinking about this guy in the future. They did their homework on Josh Simmons. You know damn well they did their homework on this dude. Or they wouldn't have taken him in the first round. But he does look good up there. Again, we'll see what happens Sunday. I'm very curious about it. Like, I really want to see it. And now, I believe in the guy. I want the guy to work because, the Chiefs go as far as Josh Simmons is going to be good. Like, he's that important to this team. Left tackle, quarterback, shutdown, corner, and edge rusher. Those are my top four. Obviously, quarterback's number one. I didn't mention number one, but obviously that's number one. But then, if you think left tackle is more important than edge rusher or shutdown corner, I don't. I consider that number two as far as positional value in the NFL. It's a very important position. It's good news they brought Jalen Moore in to kind of help that out. Just be that in case of emergency break glass if Jalen Moore is not the starter. He still could be. Keep in mind, when pads come on, things get much different. And you're talking about a left tackle going against NFL talent now, not Big Ten talent. He's going against NFL guys. And Jalen Moore's been seeing that each and every week when he was in Frisco, been to Super Bowl with them, backed up Trent Williams, got some starts. Trent Williams, the best in the game. He's learned from the best. Like, he's soaked in knowledge, learned from the best. Now he comes to Kansas City, that have won rings. You got Andy Reid, the former offensive line head coach, was line coach at Mizzou, BYU, you name it. He knows offensive linemen. He cut his teeth in it. He knows it. And then you got Creed Humphrey to talk to, Trey Smith to talk to. So there is a lot of knowledge to be poured upon Josh Simmons. So, yes, I'm excited about that, but not going to be less excited about seeing what Kingsley can do at left guard because that's that important as well. But Josh Briscoe joins us, which he'll be joining Drive each and every week. He'll be joining us at about 3:15. We'll talk to Vern about the Royals in action tonight against Cleveland. Trade deadline, of course, six games away for the Kansas City Royals. Which direction do we think they'll go? We'll talk to him at 4 o'clock. But coming up next, steps to Sao Paulo. First game for the Chiefs in Brazil. You guys do it each and every day, so steps to Sao Paulo next.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, host of the Random Royals lineup on 96.5 The Fan.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The dog days of summer are upon us, and in Kansas City, that means one thing.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Chiefs football is around the corner. The Drive gets you ready with a Chiefs topic every day from now until the start of the regular season.
You're going to have to Chiefs.
The steps to Sao Paulo.
Trek steps to Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo, Brazil. That Friday night game on YouTube. First game for the Kansas City Chiefs. And really, it's time to talk some Tyquan Thornton. You say, who's Tyquan Thornton? Well, he's a receiver for the Chiefs. It's getting some run. Mahomes has talked about him several times. Andy Reid's talked about him. He's been a talked about guy, but who is he? All right, he's a second round pick just a couple years ago. He's a big time prospect out of Miami, Florida. Then went to Baylor. He was picked in the second round. It's pick 50. I mean, dude was eight spots away from being a first round pick. He was picked by the New England Patriots a couple years ago and didn't work out. He has a problem with some of the routes, to be honest with you. He's a good vertical nine route guy. He can get down the field, but he was placed on injured reserve back in August of 23. Was activated in October that year. And then that November, they waived Tyquan Thornton, the Patriots did. The Chiefs picked him up this past November. Once 3 days later, he was waived by the Patriots on the 16th of November. And 3 days later, was picked up by Kansas City, thrown on the practice squad. So he knows the system. He knows the dudes. He's got the chemistry and timing down with the receivers because he knows who they are. But who is he? Because with all indication is, he's probably going to make this roster. And I think he should make this roster. Now, listen, my camp guy and Mike Catapano, maybe you could say that. That's fine. But I think camp guys, it's really, really an outside shot to make. Like Jody Fortson type or something like that. But yeah, if you want to call Tyquan Thornton the guy I'm rooting for to make this team, go be it. So be it. I think he does. because I think they keep seven receivers, and the Chiefs like that speed. Tyquan ran a 4.28 at the combine. The guy can flat fly. As a matter of fact, you remember Xavier Worthy ran a 4.21 and that beat John Ross's record. But before Xavier Worthy ran that, when Xavier Worthy was still back at Texas, a guy named Tyquan Thornton went to the combine and he ran a 4.21 as well. And it beat John Ross. It was the same 40 time Xavier Worthy. Bigger guy, too. Over 6 foot. He's 6'2". Bigger dude. 6'2", about 185, 190 pounds. Only 24 years old. He had run a 4.21 at the combine. It was on NFL Network. Rich Eisen was talking about it. Video. But then they go through that. It was an unofficial time. Unofficial time because those things do change. And they do fluctuate. But after film and everything else, going back, they gave him a 4.28, which is a big deal. It's faster than the snap, to be honest with you, 4.28 to 4.21. Dude can fly. The dude can fly. And if they can work with him on his route tree and everything else with his team, and again with the suspension coming with Rashee Rice, I think he makes the team. And I think Nico makes it as well. I don't think Sky Moore makes it. And I think that's the question. But I think that Tyquan Thornton is on this. Matter of fact, Nate Taylor of ESPN, the Chiefs insider for ESPN, that's been a staple here throughout the station on the drive, Cody and Gold, you name it, he's on Cody and Gold earlier today. Think I'm crazy talking about Tyquan. I know some people in the building thought I was crazy talking about Tyquan. Here's what Nate Taylor thought about Tyquan.
The biggest winner so far, if you were to give this person immunity for Monday or Tuesday, that would be Tyquan Thornton. It's a wrap, guys. Healthy. He keeps playing the way he's been playing at practice. He is on the roster. He is a legitimate outside receiver. He is, and I've asked, you know, I think they add Tyquan Thornton to the roster in, like, December. You know, he's not going to play. But the whole point was, like, can you be better than Justin Watson? Or can you be a different version of Justin Watson from what we've seen over the last couple years? Well, through the first week of camp, he's proven it. I don't need to see any more outside of just, hey, let's see it in the pass. Let's see it in the preseason game. You're a veteran receiver. Mahomes, I think, really, really likes him.
That is a ringing endorsement from Nate Taylor. Nate Taylor just didn't throw things to see if they stick on the wall. He's with ESPN, and he was with The Athletic. The guy knows what he's talking about. He's on the team. And he talks about Patrick Mahomes because Patrick Mahomes has mentioned him several times. And guess what? When Patrick Mahomes says a name, he's like E.F. Hutton. Remember those commercials for E.F. Hutton? When he talks, you listen. When Patrick Mahomes says something, you listen. When he says jump, you jump. Andy Reid even, going back to a mini camp on Tyquan.
I like Tyquan. I like the way he's approached things. He's got the quarterback's trust, which is, that's a positive thing. He got valuable reps in here. The other guys can see that he's a talented guy. So far, so good. Again, I'd like to see him in a game situation, how he handles it. I would anticipate he would do a nice job. But I want to see where we're at with that.
And Andy Reid doesn't throw those things around either. And is it his fault that the New England Patriots screwed him up? No, they've screwed a lot of – this is post-Brady, man, when he was there. They've screwed a lot of things up since Brady left. A lot of things. Been a different team. Now, everybody in the NFL has got an ego that they can change people, that they can turn around. But when you have Big Red and you got Patrick Mahomes on your side, and now that Nate Taylor's out here talking about him, I like the guy ever since, you know, college, Baylor, and everything else through the combine. But I put Tyquan on this team as well, Rob.
Now, when you say you're putting Tyquan on this team, I want to get this correct. You
yes.
think he's a regular roster maker, or do you think the fact that...
He makes the 53.
Do you think that's because of the likely exception the Chiefs are going to get to carry 54 because of a Rashee Rice suspension? Or do you think...
I think he was on it anyway.
So you think he's a true... You think, like Nate Taylor said in that cut, you think he's last year's Justin Watson? Because Justin Watson was a guy that I would say the average fan had cut five or six times.
Yeah, I think
times,
he's Watson and not roster. Justin Ross. That Justin. Let's think about it, Rob. So Xavier Worthy, on. Rashee Rice, on. Hollywood Brown, on. Jalen Royals, on. That's four. Okay, Juju.
Don't forget Juju's on.
Juju's on. He was. Don't forget he was drafted the same draft that Patrick Mahomes was in. So he's 29 years old, so they've been together for a long time. Didn't work out in New England, but again, this goes back to New England. New England screws up receivers. See what happens with Vrabel, but they have. And since Brady left, everything's jacked up in New England. So give him a pass on that one. So you put Juju on the team. All right, now we're down to Nico Remigio, who's got extreme value as a returner as well. Don't forget they're placing the ball to 35, not to 30 this year. Got him in the equation. You got Elijah Badger, the hotshot undrafted guy out of Florida that people are talking about that really like. You've got Tyquan Thornton in the mix. And you have Sky Moore, the former second-round pick that's been in Kansas City. So you got that group. So how many receivers you keep? Because right now we've got five, Rob.
I think they're going to keep one more.
Six. So you just have him going six.
I'm going six. I think Nico Remigio is the last one.
Ooh. Yeah, if they go Nico, then he's done. If they go seven, I think he would be six.
But if they go seven, I think he's probably on the roster. Probably. But if they go six, I don't know. Nico Remigio has a value on this team beyond just wide receiver. I know
he's a returner. He's doing very well.
He's probably the best returner this team has on the roster right now.
Yeah, like, getting better and better.
Like he seems to be the guy there. I mean, you know, at the bottom of the roster, guys 55, 52, 53, 54, the guys who are just on and just off are Dave Tobe picks, and Dave Tobe is probably going to pick a guy who can return because he has an inherent value to this roster. So that's the six I have them carrying, but I also could see them massaging the roster because you can carry a seventh or even an eighth if you so choose by putting Rashee Rice on an exempt list because he's going to be suspended. Like, there's a way to massage it, but I don't know if they don't massage the roster. I don't know Tyquan Thornton's the safe bet you think he is.
I would put him on here only because here's how the math works out. Because if you keep three running backs instead of four, you know, if you keep four tight ends and not three, so something's got to give there. Do you have the Chiefs with three running backs or four?
I have them carrying three running backs and a fullback. So I guess three.
So Carson Steele would be on the team.
Yeah, I have them. I have them cutting one of the running backs.
How many tight ends then do you have go beyond Kelce, Gray, and Wiley? Do you put Brittingstool on this team?
I don't put Brittingstool on this team, so I think they're going to carry three there.
Okay.
I think they're going to carry a lot of O-line. I think you're going to see a heavy O-line presence on their first 53.
I think seven receivers, which is what they've had the last 2 years. I think that's going to be what they do this year. I do. I think there's going to be more of an emphasis on return. And keep in mind, they drafted guys that had returnability, you know, back with them. But Nico Remigio, everything you hear about him, they were glowing about him today. They've been glowing about him after practices and how he's getting better in the return game and all that. But it's going to be important because, again, instead of the ball at the 30-yard line, which teams didn't give a crap, they just kicked the ball to the end zone, go ahead and put 30, that's fine, just do it. But now that's at the 35, it changes things. So it becomes more inherent to have a good returner in the backfield. So I have Nico on the team, but I have Tyquan as well. And Nate Taylor does too. You're going against Taylor. You're going against Mahomes. You're going against Reed.
They haven't put pads on yet.
They haven't put pads on.
Let's see what happens when I'm trying to tackle someone or get tackled. I think that the energy may change a little bit.
But here's the thing about Tyquan, though. I mean, we're not talking about an undrafted guy. We're not talking about a sixth or seventh round guy. We're talking about a guy that was pick 50. We're talking about a second round guy. You know what I'm saying? I know that the routes and everything, but New England does screw things up as far as receivers are concerned. But keep this in mind. You know, Sky Moore, second round pick. Who do you like better, Sky Moore or Tyquan?
Can I push?
God damn it, you got to pick one.
Can I push? I'll lean Tyquan because I haven't seen him fail here yet. But I don't think Tyquan's some budding star. I think they're both failed second round picks.
He's a budding star. I think he makes his team. I think they're enamored with the speed. But anyway, I digress. We'll move on. We'll go on to the Kansas City Royals. Trade deadline looming for the Kansas City Royals. Six more games until the July 31st trade deadline. You got Cleveland for three. Then you get the Atlanta Braves. We'll talk to Josh Vernier coming up at four. We'll talk Royals before we get in with Josh Briscoe talking Chiefs at around 3:17 or so. But Royals next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.